on the live line with us, Santa Rosa Mayor Tom Schwedhelm. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
I am doing as well as can be expected on September the 11th. Where were you 18 years ago this morning?
Yeah, it's one of those things that I think forever etched in all of our memories. I was the supervisor of our sex crime and family violence section at the Santa Rosa Police Department. And I remember when those initial reports came out, one of my administrative assistants was talking about it. And you're like, what are you talking about? And pretty soon, you know, all detectives were all around the TVs thinking, holy smokes, yeah, what is going on here?
So what does a police department, you know, in Santa Rosa respond? And what does it do when something of that magnitude happens across the country?
Something like that, when you're not trained for that, you haven't gone through training, almost like with a wildfire. You can, you know, think about, you know, you see this happen to other communities. You see these horrific acts happen around the globe, but you never think it's going to happen here. So after that initial shock, you start absorbing. Then especially for those of us who are, you know, managers of the department, okay, what do we need to do to make sure that our community is safe and that we are not going to be susceptible to that type of activity?
Yeah, and we spoke with one of the who's the national security analyst for CNN earlier this morning, who said that the number of incidents that have happened in this country since 9/11 point to success in being readier.
And I think it is that preparation. I know every time I go to, you know, large events, you start thinking, okay, what are the vulnerabilities here? And from the police department perspective, the way we look at events now, what are we doing? Even Wednesday night markets, you start looking, okay, what can we do to make sure that large groups of folks are safe and secure in community events such as Wednesday night market?
Yes, absolutely. It is something that we have to think about now. That's just directly relative to how everything changed 18 years ago this morning.
That's the crazy thing, too. My wife mentioned, you know, she works at a local high school. That's, you know, some of the kids who are seniors here were not even born when that occurred.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
Yeah, it does seem quite amazing. Yesterday, the Santa Rosa City Council got together. Top agenda items, Tom?
I wouldn't say top. There's plenty of top ones. We had our first presentation for our new chief of police, Ray Navarro.
Yes.
We're upgrading some of the equipment. Our tasers are being updated and modified, so it's a little bit more efficient delivery of the information if those are ever activated. And then we had a lot of members of the audience there. We did a proposal, or not a proposal, but our plan for use of the Measure M, the parks funding.
Yeah.
That is anticipated will come, you know, it's a countywide 8-cent sales tax, supposed to bring in about $11.5 million. Of that, you know, the split is the county keeps 2/3, the cities divide the remaining 1/3 of the cities. 1/3, city of Santa Rosa, due to our size, gets about half of that. So we're anticipating about $1.9 million to come to the city of Santa Rosa. So we have a tentative plan about what our priorities are. And I was very supportive, you know, the number one priority so far is to rebuild the parks that were impacted by the October 17 fires.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And you also were there Sunday for Sonoma Ready Day. Your reaction to the turnout?
I love to see that many people out there. You know, on a Sunday, opening night of the NFL, opening weekend of the NFL season, the people got up because they're taking control and making plans for what they and their families and neighbors, how to respond to the next disaster, be it an earthquake, a fire, whatever other event, a flood, whatever event it may be, people are taking active responsibility in being prepared for that next event. So I was very pleased to see that many people there.
Yeah, me too. In fact, I think a lot of us wondered whether people would come to the fairgrounds on Sunday and pick up their free emergency kit and then turn around and go home. And they did not do that.
Yeah, we had, you know, in one of the booths, just talking with city staff, they signed up, you know, hundreds of people to SoCo Alerts, and they had nothing left at the end of the day. And it's one of those wild cards, like you mentioned. There was no pre-registration required. Just show up if, you know, we're trying to get information out to community members.
Right.
So I think the press indicated there was 4,500 folks showed up there. And I believe it's, you know, the number of people walking out there talking and just thinking about and planning for the future. I really loved it.
And one of the things you mentioned to me over the weekend was not about yesterday's council meeting, but about the next one and how busy that's going to be next week.
Yeah, so it's not going to be next week, but it's September 24th.
Right.
Back-to-back September 24th and October 1st. A lot of items. We have three study sessions on the 24th regarding landscape projects, our fire code updates, and our electric reach ordinance, and our rental inspection fee program. So we'll be starting probably early morning and going to late evening, but a lot of important things going on in both the 24th and the October 1st. Agenda.
And we'll put both of those down on our calendar to be sure to ask you about. Tom, thanks for being here this morning on a very particular Tuesday morning, or Wednesday morning. Yeah, it was a Tuesday morning when 18 years ago.
Yeah. If I can also shout out, right now I'm out at Finley Park. Today is Sonoma County Day of Caring, where a lot of city and county and other employees will be doing projects, giving back to the community throughout the community. So just a shout out to all the organizers of this year's Day of Caring.
Absolutely. And go out there and work hard today. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mayor Schwedhelm, thank you for being here. That is the mayor of Santa Rosa, Tom Schwedhelm.